UC students, be on the lookout. Financial aid offers are on their way.
Tragedy in Covington as a bicyclist dies after being hit by a tour bus. And the Cincinnati Bengals protecting Joe Burrow, who they took in the first round of the NFL draft. 5 on 5 in 5. It is Friday.
Woohoo!
April 26, 2024. Kelly and Steven here with you on the podcast as we always look forward to the weekend.
Always. Even when it's bad weather, but that's not the case this weekend.
It's really not. Even tonight.
No.
It's just more of a nuisance than anything.
I would say when the meteorologists are like, it's a passing shower, you're kind of like, all right, that's good news. And honestly, we need the rain because it brings in the beautiful, warm weather for the weekend. So that front that brings the rain tonight also brings in the 80s. So nothing heavy. But obviously, if you're planning dinner tonight and you're seeing the temperatures and all that fun stuff, don't necessarily plan for patio seating this evening, because it's going to be right about dinner time. Also, the evening commute, none of that is very fun. But then we get to enjoy the rest of the weekend. So increasing clouds, late afternoon, evening showers, high of 70. Again, Randy saying between about 4 and 9 is when that storm passes. Not going to be crazy, and also not going to be that entire 5 hours for your area. So maybe an hour, hour and a half for your area, and then it'll continue to move out. Tonight, 59. So our lows, what our highs were yesterday. Tomorrow, high in the 80s, breezy and warmer. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 83. And then we stick with the warm weather. So we could, are we there? Are we getting close to the constant warm weather? It seems like it.
I mean, from the 7 day, it's like 80s every day. Granted, next Tuesday through Sunday doesn't look all that fantastic as far as rain showers, but that's Randy's problem,
yeah.
Not our problem.
It is our problem because of Flying Pig, but we'll address that. We got time. Yeah, we got time. We got time.
I didn't have a flashback to last year or anything. Anywho, moving on to our headlines. Let's get it jumping here on 5 on 5 in 5. First up, we're going over to UC's campus. So happening today, UC students, if you know a UC student or you have one in your family or a potential UC student, keep checking your email. We know you've been waiting on those financial aid packages, and many of them will be coming out. Some families will finally learn just how much aid they'll receive ahead of the upcoming school year. Around 10,000 incoming freshmen will get those offers today. This comes after the U.S. Department of Education made changes to the FAFSA application last December, but there were some major errors, a very bumpy road impacting thousands of students across the country, multiple colleges. Typically, colleges send financial aid award letters to students in March with a May 1st decision deadline to enroll. But because of the delays, many Ohio public universities pushed that deadline to June 1. Today, students will learn if they're eligible for Pell Grants, subsidized loans, and work-study aid, which can be a huge decision when deciding where you want to spend the next 4 or so years of your life.
This is a really important part of your college decision. You know, someone could have their hopes and dreams on going to a university, and being able to know whether or not you can afford that university is such an important part of that decision. So this really is that last puzzle piece for families and students.
So again, potential UC students who already are enrolled, check your email throughout the day to find their full aid package or if there is an update on your current status in the process. And again, if you have not filled out your FAFSA application, whether you know if you need to or not, do it. You have a few more days to try and secure that federal financial aid. So, talk about a headache for the past few months for seniors. Millennials, we complain about the problems we have, but, you know, the kids who had to go through a pandemic and are now dealing with this, it's
a
headache.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. That's a lot to go through and not have answers.
Yeah. So
hopefully today they will.
Yeah, hopefully so. Next up, staying in Cincinnati, this is one of those I don't even know how to put it. Like, we all saw what happened in Flint, Michigan, and Cincinnati's trying to rectify it here.
So I think it's more of a being proactive instead of reactive, which I love, but it's a big undertaking. And this is one of those things that I think is important to share because you get so much mail that is a scam or baits you into thinking you need something when you don't really, but this is something you could miss if you think it's like that. So we're talking about switching from lead to copper pipes, and it's at no cost to Cincinnati homeowners. I don't know about you, but I've gotten the insurance line for your water that can cost you so much a month because you've got to pay to go from, you know, your house to the street. This is Cincinnati Water Works is trying to step in and say, hey, listen, we know you didn't put these copper or the lead pipes in. I keep saying copper. We know you didn't put the lead pipes in, but we want to make sure that your family is safe. So Cincinnati Water Works is on a mission to replace almost 40,000 service lines. Those are the lines that connect the kitchen sink faucets to water mains all over Cincinnati. Unfortunately, a lot of service lines date back to the early 1900s when they were made out of lead, a heavy metal that can be especially toxic to children. So replacing old service lines became a priority because of Flint, Michigan. And gosh, that was 10 years ago, which is crazy to think about. But a couple years ago, Cincinnati's council made replacing lead water lines free as long as property owners agree to have the work done. So it is going to be inconvenient to you, but then it will be taken care of, and it could be really expensive if you try to take this on by yourself. So demand has been so high, Waterworks shifting from a sign-up and wait approach to replacing lead lines block by block. In a few months, officials say they'll share more information about where lines are being replaced. In the meantime, check our website, WLWT.com. I was checking it out earlier. They have a digital map to see the properties that have lead lines. They've got a little key on there to see kind of what the different symbols mean on your house, on your street. Very interesting to look at anyway. So even if you think you are in the clear, might be worth checking out.
Yeah, double check might be able to help a neighbor get the data.
Absolutely.
Haven't heard
Absolutely.
About it.
Good point.
Next up, going across the river into Kentucky, Covington specifically. Covington police identified the man killed after being hit by a tour bus yesterday, 26-year-old Jonathan Husing. He was only 26 years old. Police say Husing was riding his bike and was hit at the intersection of Martin Luther King and Scott Street in Covington. It happened around 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and it took hours to reopen that road. Covington police say that the tour bus actually came from Iowa and was touring the northern Kentucky area. And at this time, investigators have not said who was at fault. But it's a very sad situation. Our Brian Hamrick was down there live for us yesterday at noon just after all of that happened. All right, and to a national story that's impacting some popular TikTokers locally as well.
Right, and it's an interesting conversation. President Biden signed legislation this week to force TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell off the app or face a ban. The move leaving local influencers a little worried about how they'll make a living. Cincinnati mom Heather Savage started creating content on TikTok 4 years ago, and it's now her full-time job. She makes videos for her nearly 6 million followers on the account Savage Mom Life. She tells us she's concerned for her business, saying social media influencers and consumers could stand to lose big if the ban goes through.
It's not just 170 million people, they're on the app, oh, they'll go somewhere else. That's not what it's about. This algorithm is a golden ticket for everyone.
In the meantime, the clock is ticking for TikTok to divest from its parent company, but TikTok is expected to challenge the new law, likely on constitutional grounds related to free speech. I think it'll be a while till we see any movement on this, but, you know, it's understandable that folks would express their concerns.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you've built something from the ground and you have 6 million people waiting on your next video. I remember Ashley did a story on a TikToker a couple of years back. It's amazing how people have moved in their own life into different ways to make money, and now it could be taken away from them in a short time.
Right.
So we'll keep an eye on TikTok and what comes next. And last night, if you stayed up late with me, I stayed up for about 22 picks, and then I had to call it a night because my eyes were falling down, and I was falling down too. The NFL draft, night one, round one, and Cincinnati is investing in QB1 by investing in his protection. They're about to pay that man $50 million a year. Probably should try to keep him upright. And the man is Amarius Mims out of Georgia, offensive tackle.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We don't have the credits to play that, so I sang it for us.
Yeah, all the millennials out there, you know exactly what she's singing there. All right, so Mims says he's excited to come play here in Cincinnati and play with a team that knows how to win, especially protecting Joe Burrow. Bringing in Mims gives some added depth to the offensive line. Now, we spoke with head coach Zach Taylor after the pick. Orlando Brown Jr. and Trent Brown, they will continue to be the starters this season with Mims learning behind them, and he's going to get them ready to go. But it was interesting to hear how Zach Taylor talked about when he met Mims on his visit.
You meet with a lot of these guys, 30 of them to be exact, that walk in my office, and they all walk out the same door. And you find yourself staring at him as he walks out the door, and he's impressive. He carries it well. He's got a great personality about him. I think you all are going to really enjoy talking to him, getting to know him. And again, we think he's got a lot of potential.
So yes, when a man that is 6'8 and 340 pounds walks out of your door, you're going to take notice. So round two is tonight. Bengals pick 49th. That's 17th in line for the second round. Then they'll have picks 80 and 97 in round three. Of course, they could trade around, you know, with other teams if they want to move up to get somebody or stockpile more picks. Three names that I am identifying for the Bengals if they want to listen to me. I put it out, Amarius Mims, yesterday as a potential target.
You did.
Wasn't my top target, but a target. Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle out of Michigan. And Javon Bullard, a teammate of Mims, a defensive back out of Georgia. Round two starts at 7.
Just quickly, because I know we have to go. It is such a different feel watching the Bengals draft from 3-4 years ago. As we know, you mentioned this yesterday, it can literally change a team overnight, which we saw with Joe Burrow, but also just, I hate to throw the Browns under the bus.
By all means.
Why do I don't. But it's just, you know those teams that players get called for, they're still excited. It's still a life-changing moment for them, but you know that there's an internal conversation of like, okay, I've got to go to a franchise that is struggling. And that used to feel like the case with the Bengals picks. And it's just, I mean, you can see the excitement on their face. There's a buzz about this team, and it's fun to have players excited to come join and be part of it.
Yeah, you don't need to find that cornerstone because they have it.
They have it.
We're filling holes.
Right.
Filling holes or right. Even now just stockpiling talent behind the starters.
And as he said, yeah, he can be a part of something with this team. So yeah, it's such a shift from what we saw 4 years ago.
Yeah, congrats Bengals. We'll see what they do in round 2 and round 3. That's Kelly. I'm Steven. We'll see you on Monday.